John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home.
Thank you, Elijah. Growing up, I was an overachiever. It's confession time. My sister's here. I'm going to ask her. It's an overachiever. Maybe it comes with being one of seven kids. You're trying to figure out somehow how to stick out, right? There's seven and how to get attention, you know, so, whoo, good grades, right? Don't have fun, study. An award, sure, I'll try for it. You know, just kind of an overachiever. And so when I started in the ministry, I took this ambition with me. And how do I climb the ladder here? How can I do better? How can I be the best? And, you know, and I had this lovely, generous DS, Chuck Garrett, who said, "You keep this up, you're going to be bishop someday." And I said, "Bishop, yeah! Be bishop someday." And then Chris says, "You know, Jane, we're almost to our 30s. We should talk about having children." Oh, children. I guess it had occurred to me before, but I didn't know how it fit into this picture. How could I do all of these things? How could I overachieve if I was a mother? And I really didn't think I would be a good mother. I didn't. But he twisted my arm. No. We figured it out, and in April of 1989, little Hannah arrived in our lives. And then in January of 1992, little Rachel arrived too, and I became a completely, well, not completely, but I became a changed person. I had no idea how much becoming a mother would impact me and change me. I learned a lot of lessons, mostly good. But I think the most important thing I learned in being a mother is sacrifice. You know, sacrifice is basically when you give up something you value for the sake of something else that you regard as more worthy or important. You know, the minute a woman gets pregnant, she gives up her body. And then once the baby arrives, she gives up sleep. And sometimes food. The only time I have not been interested in food is when I could finally sneak a nap. If the baby was sleeping, I slept. You make sacrifices in the small ways. You give up steak and buy ground beef when the money's tight and you need to buy diapers. You give up watching your favorite TV show to go see the soccer game or the band concert. You use your free time to wash all the bed linen, all the stuffed animals, and all the clothing when the note that came home from school with your child said, "There's been a lice outbreak in the classroom." Some of you have done that too. And more profoundly, you realize that you would literally give your life for this little person and the big person that they become. You would fight to the death for this child. You would step in front of that speeding bus to protect them. Becoming a mother changed me profoundly, but the main lesson was realizing that I choose to make sacrifices for another person. Great love always involves great sacrifice. Isn't that the basis of what this religion called Christianity is about? Jesus the Christ's very life and death was a story of sacrifice out of love. So you don't have to be a mother or a father to make sacrifices. You just have to be Christian, right? Because this is the Lord who knelt on the floor and washed his followers' feet as a symbol of his leadership style. This prophet who painfully hung on a cross to shred the selfish fabric of the world. This Jesus who taught us to swallow our need to be right, but rather to love our enemies. Who taught us above all to love God over possessions and pride, and to love our neighbors as if they were us. Now, when you heard the Bible verse this morning, you thought, why did she pick that for Mother's Day? That's not very sweet. Jesus is dying on the cross. But it's about mothers, isn't it? It's about mothering. It's about family in the moment of Jesus the Christ's greatest message of sacrifice. Here at the cross, it's Jesus' mother and his disciple. The Bible lifts up this statement. And remember, this is some of his last words. And I think what you say near the end of life carries a lot of weight. These are some of his last words. And so he looks and he says, "Woman," he says to his mother, "here is your son." He says to the disciple, "Here is your mother." This symbolizes the beginning of the creation of a new family of God. Think about it. Earlier in the book of John, now John is the gospel that doesn't have the baby being born story. It has this mystical occurrence of Christ coming in the world as the light of the world. But at the beginning of John, he sets it out there right at the beginning in the first chapter, verse 12, it said that believers were promised a future as children of God, that we could be children of God. And in response to Jesus Christ's words on the cross, the beloved disciple takes Jesus' mother into his own home as family. The events of Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension make this new family a reality. This may be the first adoption on record. Mom, here's your new son. Not by blood, but by love. When you're an orphan, you don't adopt parents. They adopt you. If your adoptive parent's name is Svensson, you now attend the Svensson family dinners. You share a bedroom with the Svensson siblings. At school, when the teacher calls the name Svensson, you raise your hand just like your older brother did and like your younger sister will do after you. And you don't do it because you're playing the role of Svensson, but because someone sought you out and said, "You will be a Svensson." On that day, you became a child of someone and the sibling of others. God and Christ has looked at us and said, "You will be a child of God. You are part of the family of God. You are a Svensson and a Christian. You are a Lippert and a Christian." For me, stepping up to be part of the Christian family impacted my mothering. The sacrifice involves my children, who I raised, and also every other child on the planet. When I signed on with Jesus, I accepted all children as my children, all worth giving my life for. I read this story by a mother in West Virginia. Her name is Serena Thomas. She's the mother of two girls who at the time were 5 and 3. Serena writes the following: "When I first became a mother, I heard about the importance of reading to your kids. Did anybody read to children? Anybody read to children? I miss those kids' books. She said, I heard how it improves a child's chances for doing well in school. And as I watched my daughters learn from the books that we read at bedtime every night, I understood why. Once my kids went to school, I became aware of the high illiteracy rate in our regional district schools. I wanted to get all the wonderful books that my kids read into the hands of other kids. I was already planning to set up some type of home-based business so I could be around the house more. I thought maybe selling Avon or Tupperware, but then it dawned on me. I could sell children's books and not only make a living, but at the same time get books into the public school system by participating in book fairs and reading programs. She says, my business is just beginning to bloom. I have a website. I've had a few private book parties. But knowing that I can make a difference fills up a part of my heart that up until now felt empty. Being a mom made me want to teach the world to read. Not just my kids, but all kids. Being a mom made me want to teach the world to read. I get it. Being a mom made me want every child to know they are loved and valuable in God's eyes. God sidles up to me and says, Jane, here's your son. Here's Elijah, your son. Here's Noel, your daughter. And Jane, in Haiti, in the country of Haiti, this child is your son. And look, another one, your daughter. This church community, this gathering of Christ followers, reminds me every day about sacrifice. You know, there's a stereotype that retirement is about focusing on yourself and relaxing from all those years that you had to work, but the retirees around here hadn't heard that. They're all about Christian sacrifice. Every morning I work with retirees sacrificing by getting up early, giving up their morning, giving up some social comfort to prepare and serve breakfast to someone else's sons and daughters who need a hot meal and someone just to listen to them. Dan Morton's a part of this church, and he had a horrible health scare this spring. We almost lost him, didn't we? Yeah. So he's had a long rehab, and he just got his neck brace off. And do you know what the first thing he did was? Come wash dishes at Outreach Breakfast. But it's not just the retirees. Not here in this church. There's people like Darcy Henderson, who after working all week, sacrifices many Saturdays in the winter to cook for our outreach guests. And younger yet, young mom Rose Zivkovich brings her little daughter, Maya. Maya's about five, to come in and help with outreach lunches. They even made these cute little aprons that they wear when they come to help. Rose is teaching her children about sacrifice in this way. Well, I could sit here all week listing how I witness people taking Jesus' love children under their wings in the outreach program, but it's happening around here in so many other ways, too, in the building, out of the building. Most recently, I've been moved by a group of young moms in this church who took a stand for keeping families together. In March, there was a fundraising meal after church. It was a taco meal. Oh my gosh, if you didn't go, I'm so sorry. The food was so good. So good. It was a family reunification fundraiser. There's a family that's part of our church, Lucio and Lizzie. They have three children, but their family's been ripped apart. Not by divorce, not by death, but Lucio has been ripped out of their family and taken to an immigration detention center downstate. Lucio's a graduate of Traverse City West. His parents came to the United States when he was about Maya's age, about five. He enjoys playing soccer in the Traverse City League. He likes attending church here at Central. He likes hiking and playing with his three children. He worked for BRD Construction and had over 4 years' experience as a roofer. Not an easy job. Lucio is currently under ICE detention in Monroe, Michigan. Lizzie and the kids are here in Traverse City trying to financially and emotionally survive. The oldest son, Mateo, understandably has been struggling at school since his father has been detained by immigration and customs enforcement. His mother put together this photo album so that he could look through the pictures and feel closer to his dad, and Mateo cries when he looks through it. What was it Jesus said? Woman, here is your son. So everybody, Mateo is our son, and he's suffering. What are we going to do about Mateo and the other sons and daughters Christ gave us, struggling with severe changes in immigration procedures? Well, young mothers in this church took specific action for their son, Mateo. They sponsored a fundraising dinner to be able to offer monetary assistance to Lizzie, who just lost the major wage earner in the family. Mothers and fathers of young children are absolutely the busiest people I've ever met. But these young moms took out time. They sacrificed time they didn't have to help in a real way. Great love always involves great sacrifice. Isn't that the basis of what this religion called Christianity is about? Jesus the Christ's very life and death was a story of sacrifice out of love. So you don't have to be a mother or a father to make sacrifices. You just have to be a Christian. You don't have to have a particular perspective or political view to work on humanizing the current immigration processes. You just have to be the Christian that you are to value keeping families together now and creating a clear, fair process for the future. Sometimes the sacrifice is money. Sometimes the sacrifice is time. Sometimes it's sitting down across the table from someone who seems to be worlds apart from you to find the way through a thorny and complicated issue. But at all times, we are called to remember that we are part of God's family. Woman, here's your son. Here's your mother. Sometimes being a mom means you want to teach the world to read. Sometimes being a mom means you want to keep families together. At all times, being a Christian calls you to sacrifice for somebody else's son and somebody else's daughter as you would for your own.